How you doing? Happy New Year.
Same to you. Have a seat.
Yeah, let's get comfortable, huh? How you doing?
A thought on this week, kind of how you look at this week for your team, self-scouting, taking an assessment of where you are, kind of things that you think about this week?
Well, you know, I'll start by saying we're very fortunate to be in the position that we're in, not having to compete in the first round. You know, we certainly earned that, so we're thankful to be where we're at. But this is a very important week for us. I think you hit it on the head. It's an opportunity for us to look back upon the past 16 games and see some of the things that we've done well, see some of the things that we need to improve upon, and try to address those things that we need to improve upon. And then, obviously, it's tough this week because you can't really prepare for an opponent, so we'll be looking, you know, at different things situationally from the three potential teams that we can play and go from there. But I think really this week is about us focusing on you know, the Patriots and how we can improve, because our mentality needs to be that of, okay, we need to continue to work towards improvement. Even though it's, you know, the postseason, we can't feel like we've done enough at this point.
Just talk about the job Ryan Allen's done this year. You know, you look at the top punters in the league, and obviously he's not there. He kicks in a tough place. But situationally, he seems to handle that job. You guys play so much in field position.
Absolutely. You know, it's different punting here. I think what you're asked to do here is a little bit different than other places. You know, Ryan could easily go out and average, you know, be one of the top average guys in the league, but he's asked to do a lot, you know, directionally. He punts a lot in the plus 50 situation because of how good our offense is. But he, you know, he takes that in stride. He's really shown a great deal of improvement since the day he got here. He's always worked to get himself better. He really takes his craft very seriously, and it's good to see that hard work, you know, really pay off. You know, he played as well as I've seen him play this past week with the conditions, with being able to, you know, pin those guys deep in there and help us win the field position battle. But you can't say enough good things about Ryan, how he is as a professional, how he is for our locker room, how he approaches his craft week in and week out. And those results, him kicking the way he is, it's going to be big for us in the next game. We're going to need to win the field position battle, and he's a big part of that. So, you know, really, really says a lot about who he is as a professional to be able to come here in New England and play the way that he has over the course of his career.
Matthew, Bill Belichick doesn't care about lightning, bad weather, anything like that. He needs you guys here at practice. It's supposed to be a big snowstorm coming through. How much do you tell these guys, hey, he's not going to care if you can't get out early. You got to get here on time.
You certainly better leave yourself enough time to get here on time tomorrow. We all know there's weather. Coach has mentioned that several times to the team. So I wouldn't want to be the guy who's late tomorrow. But look, I don't think we're going to have an issue. Guys understand we need to be here. The expectation is what it is. We live in New England. There's going to be weather. Give yourself some extra time. Simple as that.
Are you a shoveler or do you snowblow?
I don't have a snowblower, so I guess I'm a shoveler. I'm a California kid, so I'm really neither.
You pay someone.
We just kind of drive over the snow and clear the wife spot out as best we can and have a little help around the house. That's how we operate.
You, in the 10 years you've been here, been a lot of the same faces. Bill Belichick, Tom Brady, Josh and Matt, Nick Caserio. How important has that consistency been for the franchise?
Well, consistency is big in whatever you're doing. If you're trying to build up an organization and you want that organization to be successful, whether it's in pro sport, whether it's a business, I think consistency is something that you strive for. And when you're able to have foundational pieces in place, it allows you the opportunity to build upon those foundational pieces. We've been fortunate with the leadership that we've had around here with Mr. Kraft and Coach Belichick, and as you mentioned, Tom and those guys, to be able to build upon that. And that, you know, what we're hoping to achieve here is modeled by those individuals, and it helps everyone else kind of buy in and see this is what we're striving for. So that consistency has been very important.
Just
So it's hard to get used to, though, the idea, like you're used to players coming in and out, back and forth, but the idea that coaches may be able to move in and out because of the success you guys have had.
You know, that's the nature of the business. We try not to think too much about that. You know, that's obviously exciting for them, and you wish them nothing but the best, but I think we're all focused on, you know, the 2017 season and preparing here and, you know, all that other stuff. Is it is what it is. Whatever happens is going to happen.
Matthew, you guys haven't had to play on Wild Card weekend in quite some time. Do you almost have a routine at this point, what you guys do as a team over that weekend, watching the AFC and maybe the NFC games as well?
You know, it's tough to really say. I think, you know, individuals, I'm sure, have their routine. As a team, every year is different. The members of the team are different. So I'd say every year has been a little bit different in some way, shape, or form. But I know that guys obviously like to take the weekend to rest, spend time with their families, and then, needless to say, you know, get ahead scouting-wise on potential opponents. So we'll be tracking the games this weekend with a close eye. You know, looking forward to our next opportunity to take the field. And, you know, we understand whoever our next opponent is going to be the best team we've played all year.
How much does these 2 weeks or time do you have maybe give you a chance to get some bodies back? And even those guys that have the bumps and bruises to get a little bit of that extra rest too?
Well, we're hopeful that we can do that. You know, it's been well documented. You guys have seen the injury situation that we've had this season has been challenging. But it's the National Football League. A lot of teams have had that. So we're fortunate to be in a position where we have an extra week to probably, or I should say hopefully, get some guys back, depending on how it goes. We'll be looking forward to those guys hopefully returning that haven't been out there. And the rest of us, in the meantime, we're just going to continue to work hard and focus on our preparation.
All right. Thank you very much.
Sounds good.
Thanks, man.